Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to uncover the truth that shook the nation? Introducing Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Prepare to be captivated as this groundbreaking documentary pulls back the curtain on the remarkable journey of General Michael Flynn. Join us as we delve into the depths of power, challenging conventional narratives, and confront the very essence of truth itself. Featuring exclusive interviews with influential figures such as Tucker Carlson, Devin Nunes, and the man himself, General Flynn, this film is a riveting exploration of one man's courageous stand against the forces of corruption. Don't miss your chance to witness history unfold on the big screen. Be part of the live screenings happening nationwide and immerse yourselves in the gripping tale of bravery and resilience. And here's the best part. You can even meet General Flynn in person at select screenings. Rub shoulders with a true American hero and gain firsthand insights into the events that shaped our nation's history. Tickets are selling fast, so secure your seats now before they're gone. Visit jeffdornick.com/Flynn to order your tickets and be a part of the unforgettable cinematic experience. Again, that's jeffdornick.com/Flynn.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised.
Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy.
And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Jeff Dornick Show. This is actually a bonus episode. What I've been doing as of late is, I'm posting obviously my regular show, go live every single day, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific time, live on Rumble, on Getter, on Twitter, anywhere you can find us. You guys can also obviously listen over on Apple Podcasts. But then one of the other things that we are also doing is I'm posting bonus content. So a lot of my interviews that I'm doing, I've been giving a lot more interviews as of late, got a lot more scheduled coming up. So I'm actually posting those as bonus episodes for you guys as well, because a lot of the conversations that I'm having, I think are really important to have and also really important for you guys to hear. So today, I'm actually sharing with you guys an interview that I did a few weeks ago with Dr. John Diamond on his show, America Unhinged, over on Brighty on TV. I highly encourage you guys to go check out the show. It's a fascinating show. I'm actually going to be going back on here shortly with him again to talk about a new project I'm working on. So make sure you guys are going over there. You guys are subscribing to America Unhinged over on Brighty on TV. That's brightyon.tv. He goes live every single day, I believe, 9 o'clock Eastern in the morning. So it's 6 o'clock Pacific time Eastern, or 6 o'clock Pacific time every single morning. So make sure you guys are tuning into that as well. But today we're going to be talking a lot about the state of the GOP and a lot of my concerns with that. And I'll kind of intro that here in a second. But before we do, I want to let you guys know about a really cool new sponsor that we've been bringing on, because a lot of you guys have been reaching out to me and been saying, like, look, my doctor has been pushing the jabs, the bioweapon injections. If he's going to be pushing this and not going to be in refusing to do the research and saying you need to wear a mask, you need a social distance, you need to get jabbed and get 19 million different booster shots, despite the fact that they're creating causing myocarditis, they don't stop you from contracting COVID, from spreading COVID, from getting seriously ill from COVID, from going to the hospital from COVID, from dying from COVID. And in fact, it actually makes you more likely to do all of those things, plus all the adverse reactions of myocarditis and all that kind of stuff. If your doctor's pushing that, obviously, I would encourage you, find a new doctor that you can actually trust. But also too, healthcare costs are skyrocketing. So one of the things that I actually recommend that you guys do is go over to Global Tech MD. This is a new service. It's a new telehealth service where you guys can actually get access to doctors 24/7 from the comfort of your home, through a telehealth service similar to like a Zoom kind of a thing, where they can actually have a conversation with you face to face through the computer. You don't have to go make an appointment, run to the, you know, get your kids ready, run to the doctor's office, be around a bunch of other sick kids. No, you can actually have a one-on-one conversation with them. If you need labs, they can order labs. If you need a prescription, they can order a prescription, and they're going to have a similar worldview to you. You know, they're not going to be pushing the vax on you. They're going to be open to more natural approaches. They're open to prescribing ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, pushing things like zinc and vitamin D and things like that in order to deal with COVID. So one of the things that I highly recommend you guys do is go over to Global Tech MD. If you guys are watching on Rumble or Twitter or Getter, there's actually a QR code on the screen right now. Just lift your phone up to that, scan the code. It'll take you straight over to the website. Now, if you go to that code, or if you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts, go to jeffdornick.com/globaltechmd. That's GLOBALTEKMD. That's jeffdornick.com/globaltechmd. You guys will actually get your first month instead of the standard $29.95 a month. You guys get it for $9.95 for the first month. And that includes your entire family, everybody in your household. It's amazing savings. It's amazing service. So again, go to jeffdornick.com/globaltechmd. Or if you guys are watching, scan the QR code on your phone. It'll take you right over there. Get signed up today. I guarantee you guys will enjoy this. And there's no strings attached. You guys can cancel at any time. But again, go to globaltechmd. That's jeffdornick.com/globaltechmd. Today, and then that way you guys can get the kind of health service and medical care that you deserve. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play my interview with Dr. John Diamond. It's an important conversation about the current state of the GOP and the current state of the Republican Party. And I've got a lot of concerns because, you know, we've slowly been redefining the term conservative just to mean Republican, and it's almost interchangeable. But we've got to take it back to what does conservative actually mean? And we're going to be talking about that. But I would just want to preface it by saying this. Conservatism means that we are conserving the American values that this country was founded upon. Essentially, the constitutional rights, and that is predicated on the belief system. It's predicated on the belief system that we are all created in God's image. Every man, woman, and child, no matter your race, your gender, your status, whatever it might be, you are created in the image of God. And because you're created in the image of God, you have certain inalienable rights that are given to you by God simply by being created in Him. And they cannot be taken away by the government. That is what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are all about. Now, the Democrats, they are an atheistic belief system. They are an atheistic party. They deny the existence of God. So because they deny the existence of God, they can take away your constitutional rights because they do not believe in the rights giver. However, for those of us that are conservative, we believe in the rights giver. Thus, we believe in constitutional rights that cannot be taken away by the government. Now, all that to say, my concern is the libertarian movement hijacking the Republican Party. Their libertarian worldview is that of an atheistic worldview. It's very hedonistic. You do you. You can do whatever you want. There is no morality. There is no God. You do whatever you want. Just get the government out of our life. That is not what we need leading the Republican Party. And so I'm going to explain all of that in this interview with Dr. John Diamond. So make sure you guys are watching this and listening to this in its entirety. Take notes because I know Dr. John Diamond's got some fascinating perspectives on this as well. But we really try to point us back to what is conservatism. Who do we unify with? Who don't we unify with? Can we unify with the libertarians within the Republican Party? We're going to talk about all of that. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Without further ado, this is my interview with Dr. John Diamond on America Unhinged.
So our first guest today is our good friend Jeff Dornick with Gatekeepers. You can go to gatekeepersonline.com. Last year, we actually had an entire week of all the guest Gatekeepers hosts. And it was a great show. Very, very good week. Loved it. Jeff, welcome back to the program.
I always enjoy our conversations every time I talk.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great work out there. Like I said, the alternative media, Mike Spalding is actually the one that turned me on to you and then everybody else out there. For the people that may not have been here for that week, just tell the people a little bit about your Gatekeepers Online there.
Yeah, definitely. So with Gatekeepers specifically, I started that as a Christian podcast network, and it's kind of developed into becoming, podcasts and blogs, and we actually publish books now as well. So we've got a publishing arm. So we kind of do a little bit of everything. We've had, you know, both in-person and online conferences as well. What we're doing right now, we're kind of in this transition phase where I'm transitioning the Gatekeepers, you know, website is going to be specifically for our publishing arm. And then I'm moving a lot of our content, so our podcasts and our blogs, over to Substack. So I'm still kind of in the middle of that, but that way we can bypass all of the big tech censorship that we're dealing with. Because it used to be, I could post it on Facebook and I could get hundreds, if not thousands, of hits to our website. Lots of people reading the blogs, lots of people, you know, getting encouraged and all of that. And as the censorship, you know, game has been developing, it's become more and more difficult. So we're switching over to Substack. That way we can continually communicate with people through email. You know, so with that, if you go to thegk.substack.com, you guys can sign up. We're going to be posting all of our podcasts, all of our articles, you know, people like, you know, Dr. Mike Spaulding, Bobby Lopez. I was talking with Pastor Sam Jones about launching his new podcast as well. So we're going to be doing that, all that there. I've also got my own Substack as well, called jeffdornick.substack.com, where I'm trying to write articles every day, as well as all of my shows, interviews, and all that as well. So it's a constant game of just constant getting content out there, but making sure it's the right content.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I've heard a lot of good things about Substack. Don't really know a lot about it myself, but we really have a lot of the same vision. Started off as a podcast, and then we really wanted to do publishing arm of it to help people publish books and then get them in a place where they're not censored. I was looking through, you know, a lot of the books that you have here on the website. I'm familiar with actually several of them because I know you and Mike Spaulding, Social Injustice, Church and State. How the Left Used the Church to Conquer America. Actually, I have Judd Saul and Trevor Loudon on the show here coming up. That's a great, great topic that we really need to be talking about, because we don't understand how badly the church has been infiltrated clear into the seminary level, which is why I think my Peacemakers University discipleship program will help, because then that'll educate people that they can discern for themselves who the wolves in sheep's clothing is. So we could talk about that for quite a while, but I'll leave that. I got Judd Saul on tomorrow. I want to talk to you today about really a lot of what's going on in the Republican Party. I had Steve Stern on yesterday, who's actually trying to get Mike Lindell as the RNC president. So talk to us about your 30,000 foot view of what's happening in the Republican Party right now.
Yeah, well, I think really for the last, you know, let's say 6 to 8 years, there's been this kind of obviously tension that's going on within the Republican Party. And it's really coming down to, you know, for lack of a better terminology, it's the libertarians versus the conservatives. In my opinion, there's this battle going on. And a lot of people are like, well, libertarian, they're cool. They're for freedom. They're for liberty. And I agree. I used to be much more libertarian just a couple of years ago than I am today. But the more that I've talked with people within that crowd, the more that I realize that this idea of libertarianism is rooted in atheism. Mm-hmm. And that's a very dangerous trend that I'm seeing within the Republican Party. Because really what they're doing is they're taking some of the principles found in scripture and some of the principles from our founding documents, but they're taking God out of it. And that to me is very, very dangerous, because what we see then, if you take God out of the mix, now you're taking our rights giver out of the mix. Now, if there is no God, which is what the left is pushing for, which is what the libertarians are pushing for, if there is no God, we have no constitutional rights, because our rights, our founding fathers stated, were given to us by God and cannot be taken away by the government. But if God does not exist, as a lot of the libertarian movement talks about, they take God out of the mix. If God does not exist, then all of a sudden we have no more inalienable rights that are given to us by God. Thus, the government can take them away. It's a very dangerous trend that I'm seeing. I'm seeing guys like Rick Grenell. I'm seeing a lot of these guys that are popping up within the GOP and kind of coming into leadership and influence. And I find that very dangerous, whereas we need conservatism, which is about preserving, obviously, the principles of our founding fathers and our founding documents, but also being rooted in scripture, also being rooted in biblical principles. And to me, that's a very dangerous trend that I'm seeing right now within the GOP.
Yeah, and you know, I drew a chart in our church one morning, and I put a box, and I put four boxes in it, and I had Democrats and Republicans on one side, and I had Libertarian and like Constitution Party in the other box. And I said the same thing with the Republicans and Democrats. They believe in a strong centralized government where everything is run from D.C. That's one thing that the Republicans and Democrats have in common. Whatever ideology it is, we want to run your life from D.C., where the other group, the Libertarians and the Conservatives, are like, get government out of our lives. You know, we don't think the government should be telling us what to do and how to live and everything else. But you're absolutely right. The Libertarians kind of then take that too far to legalize drugs and abortion and homosexual. I mean, the government shouldn't tell anybody what to do. But when you're rooted and grounded in a biblical worldview, you understand like what Galatians 5:13 says, you know, that you have been called to liberty, but do not use your liberty as an occasion to sin or as an occasion to the flesh. So there's a difference between liberty and freedom. Dr. Keyes talks about that quite clearly. Freedom is just do whatever you want. Liberty is the freedom to do what's right. And I think that's where we've lost it.
Yeah, well, and it was really interesting because you mentioned Alan Keyes. You know, when I was on a show a few weeks ago, we talked about this idea of liberty. And there's this misperception, I think, that liberty means you can do whatever you want. And that's really where the libertarians take it, is they take it to the extreme. You know, I've spoken with several of them, and a lot of them are atheist. And a lot of them don't even believe in morality. They don't believe in right and wrong. That's extremely, extremely dangerous. But when you actually understand biblical liberty, biblical liberty does not mean that you are free and you have liberty to do anything that you want. It means that you are free to do whatever you want within the confines of God's plan for your life. And so when we're talking about that, obviously God lays out in the Bible, Here's what is moral, here's what is immoral. But as long as you are within the moral range, you're free to do anything. That means you can take any job, you can pursue any career. There's not this, you know, like Rick Warren with the purpose-driven life, oftentimes what he do is he'd get these people to think, yeah, you know what, I just need to find that secret plan that God is hiding from me. I need to go find that secret plan for my life. You know, God is just hiding right behind this door what job he needed to take. No, that's the thing about Christian liberty. You're free to do whatever you want, as long as you're within the confines of what God has laid out when it comes to right and wrong and morality. That's the whole idea of liberty. And so when we talk about this from a constitutional standpoint, it's the same thing. There are certain parameters for which we can practice our liberty, and it's defined in our Bill of Rights. It's defined in what we can and can't do. It's defined by the law. But as long as we're within those confines, we're free to do whatever we want. But that doesn't mean that there is no wrong. That's where the libertarians go wrong. And that's why I have a really big concern with the libertarian streak that's coming into the GOP. I mean, you hear guys like Charlie Kirk, you hear guys like Ben Shapiro and Dave Rubin. They all say that they're more libertarian than they are conservative. And, you know, and they're great guys. I like those guys, and that's totally fine. But there's something lacking in each of their worldviews, and that's that biblical aspect. That's that conservative aspect. They're going with the libertarian side, which is great because we get the government out of our lives. But at the same time, you're lacking the God-given part of your rights as opposed to just having rights.
Yeah, and that's one of the lies. So I've got this course that I'm developing called The 12 Lies that the Church has bought into. And the very last one is called Law, License, or Liberty, you know, and you have or legalism, law, and license. And basically what you have is God's law. God's law is a standard of right and wrong. But then you have the Pharisees who became legalists and used the law to enslave people. But then on the other hand, you have license, which is what Jude 4 talks about. Ungodly men have crept in unaware, changed the grace of God to a license for immorality. So you got one side saying it doesn't matter what we do. You got one side saying you've got this strict set of laws that you have to follow. Right. And it really is. If you follow the Hebrew Republic, when they came out, God gave them a government. They were absolutely free. Right. That nobody could tell them what to do other than God. So if God said do it or not to do it, that was the standard. Other than that, Jeff, if I elected you and you became a leader, I don't think you should collect rainwater. Says who? Unless you could point to God. You know, God is the only standard of right and wrong, and governments need to recognize that. That's what led to the Civil War. Because what's happening today is exactly what happened in the Civil War. That's why the Republican Party started, because you had the Whig Party that was split exactly the way the Republican Party is today, between Christian conservatives and libertarians. You know, part of the Whig Party didn't have a problem with slavery. So Abraham Lincoln broke off, started the Republican Party. It was a right-wing Christian abolitionist party, but they carried the day, and slavery ended eventually. So we say this stuff just happening to repeat itself through history.
Yeah, well, I think for me, look, there's a couple different examples of how I think we need to be dealing with the GOP, because in all reality, we do not have the majority as biblical conservatives. We do not have the majority within the GOP, but we can look to how the Freedom Caucus dealt with Kevin McCarthy and the Speaker of the House. You know, we understand that we're in the minority, but don't think that just because you're in the minority that you don't have a voice. And what they showed us and what they proved to us is that if you know how to negotiate, you come from a position of strength instead of a position of weakness, you can actually control to a certain degree the leadership of the GOP to do your bidding, as long as you are willing to negotiate and have some sort of leverage, which in this case would be votes. And I think that this is where our movement needs to learn that lesson. The other example is the current debacle that's going on between the Daily Wire and Steven Crowder. The way that I see that fight going on, you know, obviously it's contractual and all that kind of stuff. But the Daily Wire, a lot of the main issue that Steven Crowder has with them, if you watched his interview with Tim Pool, is that they're playing along with big tech's, you know, censorship rules. They're actually enforcing the censorship rules from Facebook. They're actually applying it and docking their content creators if they don't play by Facebook's rules. That's a major problem. So what does Steven Crowder do? He blasts them. He exposes them. He brings out their term sheet. He shows, this is what they're saying, this is what they're doing. This is what we need to do. Right. Both the Freedom Caucus and Steven Crowder are giving us a perfect example. How do we deal with the swamp? How do we deal with this immoral leadership that is leading the GOP? We blast them. We expose the truth. We show everybody what's actually going on. But then also, we also use the leverage that we have with voting. We unify together, and now we can go to the GOP leadership and demand that they start enforcing these conservative principles, or else, guess what? Maybe we have to walk, but we use the threat of walking as leverage in order to get the leadership in order to actually enforce our constitutional rights.
Yeah, and that's what the left did, right? I mean, the left wing, if you look at the left 30 years ago, and 20, maybe even 10 years ago, I mean, this pro-homosexual, pro-communist, they were in the minority. I mean, you know, a lot more were kind of middle center, just like you have Republicans and Democrats are kind of middle center, and then you got kind of the two extremes. I mean, it was a minority that really took over the Democratic Party, and they're forcing their leadership to do their bidding. You're absolutely right. That's what we need to be doing on the other side.
Yeah, and I think it's so important that we realize that we cannot become demoralized. And I think it's very easy to feel like we're outnumbered. It's very easy to feel like, you know, we keep voting, we keep doing these elections, we keep getting the Kevin McCarthy's, we keep getting the Mitch McConnell's, you know, what's going on with Trump? He's cozying up with the rhinos, and it's easy to get disheartened. But the thing is that we need to start becoming strategic, and we need to start realizing that our founding fathers set this up to where we, the people, are the government. It's not they're the government.
Right.
They just are representing us. It's we, the people. So guess how we fix this thing? It's with we, the people. It's not just waiting for somebody else in Washington, D.C. to fix it, because I got to tell you, they're never going to fix it. It means you need to do something. If we all just took one baby step in the right direction, you get involved with your school board, you get involved with your local GOP, I highly encourage you, get involved with your local GOP, start having a voice. There's lots of seats, there's lots of chairs that need to be filled in your local GOPs. Now you can begin to set the actual narrative that's coming out of your GOPs, set the strategies, set all that kind of stuff, where the money's going, all of that. But if we all took one baby step in the right direction as a conservative movement, we could gain a whole bunch of ground.
No, you're absolutely right. And we had Steve Stern on yesterday with the precinct strategy, and that was it. Start taking over these chairmanships and these boards and these committee members and, you know, everything else, and start having a voice. So it is bottom up. There's no doubt about that. Jeff, it's always great having you on. Let's get you on again next month. Tell the people where they can find you real quick.
Best places to find me right now, jeffdornick.substack.com. I'm posting, you know, articles every day, shows, all that kind of stuff. And then also, if you guys go to jeffdornick.com, you can get the two books that I put out so far, Church and State, as well as Social Injustice. I'm going to be announcing very, very soon another book that I'll be putting out. It'll be a solo project that I'm doing, but make sure you guys stay tuned for that. But go to jeffdornick.substack.com and stay in touch.
Yeah, let me know when that book's out, and we'll do a press release and do a show on it right here. So appreciate you coming on, and everybody else, we'll be right back after this break.
Okay, so that was my interview with Dr. John Diamond over there on America Unhinged. Again, make sure you guys are going to brighteon.tv and subscribe to America Unhinged with Dr. John Diamond. It's an amazing show. I know you guys will, we will absolutely love a lot of the fascinating guests that he gets on the show, and it's always an honor to, you know, to come on and talk to him. But again, I just want to leave you with this. You've got to understand what your worldview is. You've got to understand your belief system, how you look at the world. Figure out what you believe to be true. And for me, I root that in the Constitution. Number one is in the Bible. That's how I look at the world. Through that prism, through that worldview. And so I highly encourage you guys to do the same. That means you need to take some time to actually read the Bible, read the Constitution, read our founding documents, figure out what you believe about the role of the government, figure out what you believe about the role of limited government versus big government versus socialism versus capitalism versus communism versus constitutional rights. Are they given to you by God? Are they not? Can they be taken away by the government? Is there an asterisk in the Constitution that allows the government to take it away in certain circumstances? How does all that work? What do you believe about the Constitution? What do you believe about our rights? Figure that out. And then that way, when we're heading into 2024, now we have a better idea of how to vote. How do we vote based upon our worldview? Don't be swayed to and fro based upon who's the most compelling candidate. Figure out what you believe and then vote for the person and vote for the policies that most align with your worldview. That's all that I can say about that. And for me, I'm just trying to articulate my belief system, share it with you guys. You take what I say, compare it with Scripture, compare it with the Constitution, figure out what you believe, and then go from there. So, I always appreciate talking to Dr. John Diamond. I'll be back on his show here shortly, to talk about a new project I'm working on. I'm going to be making some big announcements here, so make sure you guys stay tuned for that. And then also, do not forget, make sure that you guys are subscribing to the Jeff Dornick Show on Apple Podcasts. Just go to Apple Podcasts and just look up the Jeff Dornick Show. Subscribe. That way you guys are notified every time we come out with a new episode. You guys can listen on the go in the car. Just pop it on your phone. You guys can listen. And you guys can also, if you guys want to watch live, go over to rumble.com and look up the Jeff Dornick Show. So you guys can subscribe over there. But I know a lot of you guys love listening on Apple Podcasts, and they've surprisingly been one of the few that do not censor. I mean, Spotify's, heavily censored Freedom First Network. Apple Podcasts never has. So make sure you guys are going and subscribing to the show on Apple Podcasts. Look up the Jeff Dornick Show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I truly, truly appreciate it. We shall catch you guys next time. Hey there, freedom-loving carnivores. It's Jeff Dornick from Freedom First Network, and I've got a message for you. Are you tired of feeling like your beef choices are under siege? Well, fellow patriots, it's time to fight back with Prepper All Naturals. That's right, folks. In a world where the beef industry is under constant attack, Prepper All Naturals is here to stand tall and proud as a veteran-owned beacon of quality, taste, and freedom. When the guys at Prepper All Naturals set out to provide you with the finest beef products, they knew they had a duty to defend America's beef legacy, and that's why we're proud to partner with them, bringing you the best of what this great land has to offer. Whether it's their succulent freeze-dried beef cubes or their premium freezer boxes packed with steaks and roasts, we're redefining what it means to enjoy beef today and tomorrow. And let me tell you, folks, their freeze-dried beef isn't just delicious, it's built to last. With proper stores, their beef cubes can maintain their quality and freshness for up to a decade, ensuring you'll never have to compromise on taste or nutrition. But wait, there's more. They're not just in the business of selling beef. They're in the business of defending freedom. That's why they promise to never sell you anything less than 100% all-American natural beef. No lab-grown imposters, no experimental jabs, and certainly no compromises with the woke agenda. So, fellow beef enthusiasts, join us in our mission to protect America's beef legacy. Visit freedomfirstbeef.com and use code FFN for 15% off your order. Because when you choose Prepper All Naturals, you're not just eating well today, you're eating well tomorrow. And together, we'll ensure that beef remains a symbol of freedom for generations to come. Prepper All Naturals, where beef meets freedom.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off My Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.